Two mistakes that might have made a difference. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. In Tuesday's school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, first, an outside door was left propped open, apparently by a teacher, allowing the gunman to just walk in. And as Fox's Jeff Paul reports,
law enforcement admitting mistakes were made in their response. The most glaring, investigators saying the local incident commander at the time of the shooting thought there was no longer a threat to kids. They assumed the active shooter situation had changed into a barricaded man.
But the Texas Department of Public Safety revealing Friday that during a 40-minute delay, children inside the classroom called 911 asking for help. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
The information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate, and I'm absolutely livid about that.
The governor says the FBI is assisting with the Texas Department of Public Safety's investigation. As calls continue for new gun control legislation, former President Trump told the National Rifle Association convention in Houston on Friday.
As always, in the wake of these tragedies, the various gun control policies being pushed by the left would have done nothing to prevent the horror that took place. Absolutely nothing.
The president and Texas Senator Ted Cruz both calling for tighter school security, including single entrances and armed police officers at school buildings. Jury deliberations began Friday in the trial of former Hillary Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman, accused of lying to the FBI about his motivation for offering them information that could have been detrimental to the Trump campaign. The jury has recessed until Tuesday. Jury deliberations also began Friday in the $50 million defamation suit that actor Johnny Depp filed against his ex-wife, Amber Heard. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
After speaking to the graduating class at the U.S. Naval Academy yesterday, President Biden will today give the commencement speech at his alma mater.
This is President Biden's fifth time delivering the commencement address at the University of Delaware. But as the university notes in a statement, it's the first time a sitting U.S. president is giving the speech to the graduating class. Biden graduated from the school in 1965 and became a senator from the state 7 years later. At one of his most recent commencement speeches at South Carolina State University, he spent a lot of time highlighting what he viewed as his administration's accomplishments, connecting them to promises of a brighter future. Today, some will be listening for any talk of reducing student loan debt, as the White House floats the possibility of up to $10,000 in debt forgiveness. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
President's predecessor holding another rally today.
Thousands of supporters expected a rally alongside former President Trump in Casper, Wyoming today, where Trump is expected to target the state's lone U.S. rep, Republican Liz Cheney, who he's called the Democrats' biggest asset, in part for her vote to impeach him and her support of the January 6th probe that's targeting the former president and a potential rerun for the White House in 2024. Support for Cheney in the red state of Wyoming has waned since Trump backed Harriet Hageman to replace her. And the visit likely won't be the last for the former president to Wyoming ahead of the state's August 16th primary. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy likely to defy a subpoena from the January 6th committee. His attorney says that committee doesn't have subpoena power and there is no legislative purpose for the inquiry. Tensions escalating in the Persian Gulf as Iran seizes two Greek oil tankers in apparent retaliation for Athens' help to the U.S. in seizing an Iranian vessel in Greek waters. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.